Phil Bruce, and I'm the Executive Officer of the Shark Bay Prawn Trawler Operators Association.
Phil, we've seen the Shark Bay and the Exmouth prawn fisheries receive MSC certification today. What does that mean for your fishery?
It actually means a number of things. Firstly, it actually, and I think previous speakers have said it, it gives an independent audit of our fishery, and it just confirms that we are very sustainable. In the marketplace, people now will have the confidence that the product produced out of Shark Bay prawns is coming from a very sustainable fishery. It has been sustainable since its inception in the early 60s, but this just proves it.
What does it mean for the individual operators within the fishery?
Well, for the individual operators, we've got several fronts going, initiatives in marketing. We've got Shark Bay Wild brand, and also we've contributed to the Love Australian Prawns campaign. And this is just further enhancement of those initiatives in the marketplace. It also allows us to label product with the MSC certification, and the consumer acceptance of that is in the marketplace quite significant.
What was the cost for your fishery to receive MSC certification?
Well, this is the great thing. It's through the government's initiative, this $14.5 million allocation to have all fisheries in WA assessed. Exmouth and Shark Bay were the first two. Shark Bay is the second largest commercial fishery in Western Australia. So the cost was actually met by that government initiative. We must compliment the Fisheries Department for all the work it's done in facilitating that.
So there was no cost to the industry, no cost to the fishery?
No cost to the fishery per se. In future years, the cost of the audit and the cost of further reassessments will be at industry cost.
Do you think that it will mean a higher return for your product?
It's difficult to say, but it will allow the consumer, at the very end of the supply chain, to look and recognise that product is coming from a sustainable fishery. Whether that translates into actual dollars, it's very difficult to say.
Going through the process to be MSC certified, what did you think of it? What was your reflection having reached this point?
It was certainly independent. There was a lot of rigour applied to it. There were some difficult areas. We realised in some areas we were deficient in the information we could supply to justify, us making a claim or taking a particular position. But it also gave us the opportunity to collate vast amounts of information we have on the fishery and put it into documentation that can be easily read and assessed. I think all the operators actually were rewarded for their efforts in fishing so sustainably since the inception of the fishery. We now have documentation and we've got conditions applying to our certification that we'll have to work to and meet milestones, and the compliance in meeting those milestones is our next objective. And with the help of the Fisheries Department, who will facilitate that process, we should come to our next audit with some confidence that it will just confirm the previous position and assessment.
Does it mean more record keeping and more paperwork for the boats?
No, we're very good in catch records currently. What it does, we need to focus on a few of the conditions, and that relates to our bycatch and monitoring how that is managed and dealt with. We'll be doing some enhanced work with the Fisheries Department in that area, and as I say, that's one of the conditions that came out of the MSC certification.